Life Audio.
Hi, I'm Emma Dancy, and welcome to Her Many Hats podcast, where we explore how women wear many hats while serving one God. Whatever role you are fulfilling, the Lord is using you in incredible ways. Let's take some time to seek the scriptures and learn how we can best honor Christ with the hats that we wear. Hey friends, welcome back to Her Many Hats podcast, where we explore different hats that women wear while we serve our great God. Today, I am thrilled to have with me Kristen Clark from Girl Defined. Kristen, welcome to the podcast. We are so happy to have you with us today.
Oh, thanks, Emma. I'm so excited to be with you. I can't wait to dig into this conversation.
So Kristen is a part of an incredible ministry based out of Texas, and it is called Girl Defined. So before we even get started and jump more into the hat of mentor, I would love for you to tell us a little bit about why you felt led to start Girl Defined and kind of what your ministry has to offer to women and girls around the world.
Yes. So my sister Bethany and I founded Girl Defined back in 2014. So it's been a hot minute, but we, from the beginning, our passion has been to help women all around the world understand that they are designed by God. So that means they need to be defined by God, and we're made to glorify God. So, you know, there's so much in culture and in our communities and our own hearts pulling at us for our identity to say, no, this is where you should find your identity, or this is what it means to be successful. This is what your goal should be. But when we look in God's word and we see, okay, what is truly pleasing to the Lord? What has he called us to as women? What is his definition of success? When we, when we study his word and we define every part about our identity according to who he says we are, and then we walk in that for his glory, that is when we find true purpose, true freedom, true fulfillment. And when we're truly freed up to live for him and then to live out this Titus 2 of women mentoring women. And so that's been our heart and passion from the beginning. And we spread these messages and teachings through just all of the normal, like social media, YouTube videos, podcasting, books, our website, girldefined.com. We have an annual girls conference. So just any way that we can get these truths, these biblical truths into the hearts and minds of women around the world, we chase after, which is why I'm so excited to be chatting with you today.
Yes.
This conversation about mentorship is 100% on my heart, such a passion of mine.
Yes. Well, we are so happy that you're here today, and we're excited to just listen to your personal experience as being mentored and mentoring others. Mm-hmm. If you are listening and you'd like to learn more about Girl Defined, you can visit their website at girldefined.com. Their Instagram is also at Girl Defined, and they are on YouTube and Facebook as well. And a quick plug, y'all have an amazing new book out, and it's called Not Part of the Plan, Trusting God with the Twists and Turns of Your Story. So go check that out. Read it. It's amazing. These women are truly living out their calling and their purpose as they invest in the next generation. So Kristen, why don't you tell us, why is mentorship so important for Christian women today?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, it's important because God says it's important, right? Mm-hmm. So anything, you know, I always say God gave us the whole Bible for our good, for our learning, to learn about him. But there are a few passages in scripture where God is speaking directly to women. And whenever God does that, you know, I tell women, like, we need to listen, because there aren't that many where God is saying, okay, for women, this is my good plan for you. And we see this in Titus 2, where God is saying specifically to women, older women, likewise, you know, as older men are teaching younger men, God is saying, likewise, women, older women need to teach younger women. And then he gives specific things that he wants these older, wiser women to teach younger women. And it really gives us a glimpse into God's heart for this idea of mentorship, and not just older women teaching younger women anything, but specific things that God cares about. And so we see that heart of God in Titus 2. And then we also see, you know, Proverbs, and there's other specific passages where we get some direct instruction from the Lord for us as women. But mentorship is something that I have seen change my life as I have had older Titus 2 women pour into me and say, hey, I want to come alongside you. I want to disciple you. Or even if it's not so official, but just an older godly woman speaking some maybe advice into a certain area of my life at a certain season, I've been so impacted by that as they have taken me to the word. And so being impacted myself, seeing this calling in the word, and then realizing, you know, I may not be super old compared to some standards, yes. but I am older than a lot of younger women. You know, I'm in my 30s now. There are a lot of women in teens and 20s.
Yes.
And so just seeing, wow, I need to be living out this Titus II calling as well. I need to be pouring into younger women and discipling them and mentoring them. So I currently have a mentor that I meet with. She's like my official mentor. I reached out, I asked her, I said, hey, can you mentor me? She said, yes. So we meet up every few weeks and she just pours into me. And it's amazing to have someone like that, that you can just share your heart with and your struggles. And she takes me to the word. In fact, you just mentioned our book, Not Part of the Plan. In one of, it's like chapter two or chapter three, I have a whole story about her. And one of our meetings when I was really struggling with my infertility, I have a long history of infertility, 10 years, recently adopted. So God's amazing, growing our family in ways we never yes. expected. But she was just sharing, I'm like, I am struggling. Like I'm struggling to continue to pray for this, but at the same time to hold this with a surrendered hand. And she just took me straight to scripture and it was so life-changing for me in that moment. So yes, mentorship is God's good plan for us as women. And it is something that he wants all of us to be a part of.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I've had a few different mentors in my life as well. And having those women not only just speak the truth in love to me, they were there to comfort me. They were there to cheer yes. me on. And it was beautiful to see that we were running this race together, even though we were in different seasons. I remember one in particular, she just really propelled me into dreaming big with God and allowing God to use my life for his purposes. And in the same way, I was getting to do that and encourage her as she was stepping into to new things that the Lord was leading her towards. And I'll always cherish those relationships, and they're still with me today. And as like you, I do have a mentor as well here in South Carolina, and I absolutely love her. And it's when we're open, when we're willing to risk the vulnerability to be in close relationship with someone and let them in, that there's so much growth and there's so much just potential when we
yes.
stand side by side with women of different ages. Even when I was in high school, I had such a hope to invest in young women that were in middle school. So it can start at any age, really, just learning to look around, look who's older, who's younger. How can we invest?
Yes. Yes. Amen.
I love that. So how have you worn the hat of mentor and invested in younger women? And what are some practical tips for others who may be listening on how they can pour into the next generation?
Mm-hmm. You know, mentorship is one of those words. I think anyone listening might feel inspired when they hear it, and others might feel a little terrified, right? Yes. Like a little bit scared, like, ooh, I don't think I can be a mentor. And I remember when I was wrestling with that personally, like, well, you know, Titus, it says older women. I'm not that old. You know, who can I impact? And, you know, I think there are some myths, some lies that we can believe about what it means to become a mentor. And one of those is that we have to be perfectly 100% spiritually mature in every way, right? But we're all on a journey of learning and growing. And in fact, I wrote an entire post, blog post about this over at girldefined.com. If you just search mentor or mentorship, there's all sorts of great free resources on there about this exact topic. But I remember believing some of those lies, like I'm not qualified, or I'm too young, or I need to grow more spiritually, or, you know, I don't have the time, or whatever it is. And God just like one by one exposed, like that's a lie. That's not true. You know, you can step into this faithfully by my grace with my strength. And so finally did that. And it happened because some young women asked me if I would mentor them. I was just like, oh my goodness, I don't know. And the first one was actually my younger sister. And I remember thinking, wow, my younger sister, this was a while back. I'm like, she sees the best and the worst of me. So if she's asking me to be her mentor, like I was so honored by that. Cause I'm like, she knows I'm not perfect. Like she sees it, but she was still like, you know, you're 5 years older than me. I admire these things about you and your love for God. And I would love for you to just meet with me on a regular basis. So
wow.
What that looked like for us is I just said, yes, like I would love to. And so we started meeting every week. But you know, it doesn't have to be every week. Like with me right now and my mentor, we meet maybe every 2 to 3 weeks because we both have really full schedules and it's just what we can do in this season. And so, but back then my sister and I, we were meeting every week and we'd go grab coffee somewhere. She'd come to my house and we would meet for like an hour and a half. And there were specific things I asked her. I said, what do you want to grow in? Like, what are you looking for in a mentor? And so she said, here are some specific areas I really want to grow in my walk with God and my quiet time. I want accountability for prayer. These are some specific sin struggles I have right now. I'd like, you to follow up with me each week and maybe we can memorize scripture together. And so there isn't like a one size fits all mold of what every mentorship relationship looks like. It's going to be different, but that was kind of what ours looked like. So each week we'd meet and we'd read scripture together. We were just working through different books of the Bible. And then we'd talk about the specific things that were on her heart. She would share with me updates, you know, I'd ask her, hey, how's your quiet time this week? How's your prayer this week? We'd review some of the verses we were memorizing together. We'd pray together. And it was just such a sweet time of mutual encouragement. Even though I was like labeled the mentor, I was so encouraged by our time together too. So that was my first mentor. And then just over the years, God has brought so many sweet young women in person and remote, girls that I've mentored via Zoom who live in different states. And it's just been every single relationship. Yeah. I feel like God has grown both of us and it's been a blessing to each side.
That's so great. I love that you mentored your sister. I feel like not many sisters would be bold enough to ask their older sibling to mentor them. So that's really amazing.
I was so honored.
That takes a lot of sweet family relationship and depth of friendship. So I love those practical tips too. Just focusing on certain areas at a time, because we are all being sanctified. We are all working towards looking more like Christ each day, and we fail every day. We all fall short. And so just having those baby steps that you can take with someone else and to have that accountability is so huge. I love that, Kristen. What would you say to someone who wants to find a mentor, but they don't know how?
Oh, finding a mentor it can be daunting as well. One of the things that I want to say right off the bat is don't wait for someone to approach you and say, hey, I would like to mentor you. Because I think in a perfect world, both sides just imagine like a mentor or a mentee. Imagine someone's just going to come into my life and offer this, or a mentor thinks a girl's just going to ask me, but that's not how it always works. Sometimes if we desire a godly woman to mentor us, we have to pray and pursue. And so what I tell women who will email us or ask us, hey, how do I get a mentor? I'll say, hey, first thing, that's a great desire. That's a biblical desire. Pray and ask God to provide one for you. So like right now, starting today, pray. Say, God, I desire to be mentored by a godly woman. Would you provide someone? Would you bring to mind a woman, whether in my community locally, someone I know who lives somewhere else where we could do like a Zoom call or something, Lord, would you bring to mind someone that could be my mentor? And you just start praying, and you may pray for a few weeks that God would provide someone. And when he brings that person to mind and you're thinking, okay, yes, this is a godly woman. I would love to meet with her. I just think I could learn so much from her. Then comes the scary step. And I know I felt so scared, honestly, when I reached out to my current mentor to ask her, because I just thought, oh, what if she says no? What if she says I'm too busy and I can't do this? And like, I just don't want to be rejected, but yes. Anyway, I'm like, I have to step into this. And so I prayed about it. And then I just reached out and I literally sent her a text message. And I actually shared the exact message in a blog post. Again, girldefine.com, search the word mentor, and you can find an article titled How to Find a Godly Woman to Mentor You. And I shared the exact message I sent her, but I basically just said, hey, Susan, I've been praying about this for a while. God has brought you to mind many times. And I was wondering if you would be willing and available to mentor me on a regular basis. You know, here are the things I really want to grow in. You know, no pressure, but let me know if this is something that you are even able to consider. And so of course I'm like terrified waiting. And then she emailed or she texted me back like the next day and said, you know, I would love to, but let me just pray about it to make sure that I'm stepping into this wisely with this season of my life and the time I have. And then she got back to me a week later and said, yes, let's move forward. So it doesn't have to be some big dramatic process, just pray and then pursue. And if that first woman you pursue and you ask, if she says, you know, I'd love to, but I just can't right now, I can't commit to that, don't be discouraged. Don't let that keep you from pursuing someone else. Go back to the pray part. Pray again. Okay, God, who else could I ask? And then pursue. So those are the two tips that I would give on finding a mentor.
What would you say, Kristen, to someone who wants to be a mentor or maybe has been asked, but they just don't know how to get started? Maybe this woman just really feels inadequate and really would like materials or some type of guidance into a book of the Bible or somewhere to go that would help her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so good. You know, mentorship can be done in so many shapes and sizes, and there can be like a very basic mentorship relationship where, like, I think starting more basic is better. And then as you kind of gain experience, maybe adding more elements. But what I usually encourage women who are like, I had this girl approach me, I don't even know what to do, is I'll say, hey, this is your first mentorship relationship. Like, just take it easy. Like, you're not... Yeah, it's okay. And I'll normally recommend finding some sort of Bible study or a really maybe biblically gospel-centered book that you can work through together. Maybe something that's really applicable to why she's asking you to mentor her, right? Normally, if someone asks you, there's a reason. There's something on their heart where they're like, I'm struggling. I would like some godly discipleship in this particular area. And so you could ask her, hey, what are you hoping for in a mentor? What are you hoping to grow in? And just by gathering a little bit of data, asking some questions that can really cue you in as to what she's hoping for and what would be best for you guys to do together. And so, you know, maybe she's saying, I'm single and I'm really struggling in my singleness and trusting God. So you think, okay, what's a really gospel-centered book we could go through together on this topic? And then you just meet once a week, every 2 weeks, you divide up the chapters, you have time of discussion, prayer. Maybe there's some other areas she wants accountability in. So you follow up with her on those. What I've done and what I still do is I keep a note in my phone, a different note for each girl that I'm mentoring. And I take notes during our meeting together, prayer requests, accountability things, you know, follow up, stuff like that. And then the next time we meet, I pull up that note and I check the stuff to make sure that we're covering what needs to be covered. And then I update it. So I'm not just having to remember all of this in my brain. I keep notes. All the girls know I do it and they appreciate it because I can't count on my brain for anything.
Yes.
But that's a simple way to start. Just figure out where she's struggling, what she needs, find a resource that can help, work through it together, use that as your guide. I always love praying together. So make sure to include that. And that can be just a simple way for you to step into a discipleship role into her life.
I love that. Recently, I was meeting with two young women and we actually did a pair discipleship. I love one-on-one, but sometimes, you know, the Lord opens a door where it's you with two students or three young women. And so I was meeting with these two young women and we were talking about who is around you that you have a spiritual influence over, that you could step in and start meeting with and investing in. And I think what's beautiful about mentorship is that the investments that a mentor places in a mentee then flows down and it multiplies. And that's how the gospel is reached to new people, new ears. And that's how young women grow up with maturity in the faith and know how to also share that and invest that in others. And I know, I'm sure with you, like with Susan, having had people in my life who have also invested in me and mentored me gives me so much more of a drive to want to do that for others.
Yes.
And so anyone listening, if you've never experienced this type of relationship, a mentor relationship is one of the most precious gifts that I think God has given to us. And it is one of the sweetest ways that we can share the gospel. We can invest back in others because you never know how that's going to multiply down to other people that you don't even know you're reaching because you chose to invest in this one person.
Yes, it's eternally impactful, right? For generations. And one quick story that I think anyone listening will find encouraging, my youngest sister, when she was like 11 or 12 years old. Okay, now 11 or 12 year old, nobody's going to peg her as a mentor, right? But my mom was meeting with a woman and this woman had a daughter that was like 6 or 7 at the time. And this woman was being mentored by my mom and would come over every week. And when she would come over, the daughter would come too. And so my sister who was 12 was like kind of hanging out, kind of slightly babysitting this younger girl. And my younger sister had heard us talk about mentorship and she got this idea, maybe I could mentor this younger girl. Okay, we're talking like a 12 year old and like a 6 or 7 year old. And so my little sister got this book that was like for, you know, preteen little girls, like a devotional. And she asked the other girl, hey, while our moms are meeting, do you want to meet and we can work through this book together? And they did that. And I just thought, okay, no one can ever say they're too young to be a mentor again.
No, I love that. I love that because there could be someone listening who's young and might feel like their age disqualifies them, or someone might feel they're too old and that disqualifies them. But no, God can use you if you say yes. I love that. Yes. I love that. I love it. Well, thank you, Kristen, for sharing that story, for sharing your advice and all your practical tips. We are grateful that you were here on the show today to talk about the Hat of Mentor. Anyone listening, please check out Girl Defined. Their website is girldefined.com. Their Instagram is @girldefined. And you can find them on YouTube and Facebook as well. We absolutely are in this journey together, Kristen, investing in young women. We value that all women would come to know that the Lord loves them and values them, and that they are defined not by the world, but who He is. So thank you so much for what you do. Also, I wanted to share about, you have a special opportunity this year to do a personal retreat. Would you tell anyone listening a little bit about the personal retreat?
Yes. So normally we have an annual girls conference every summer, but this summer we are not having it. And instead what we're doing is we're creating a personal retreat box that will be available June 1st. And you can find more details at girldefined.com. Get on our email list so you know when it comes out or when it's available for purchase, but it will release on June 1st. And the idea this summer is that, you know, we can get so busy, so crazy, running here, running there, that we forget to take time to just rest in the Lord and to be spiritually refreshed in Him. And so this personal retreat box will be something where it'll be fully, like, it'll have everything you need to go away for a personal retreat, whether you actually go somewhere fun or just stay at your house. You can do it by yourself with a few friends, but it'll be a special way for you to just set aside time this summer to just be refreshed in the Lord. So we're going to do it. Our whole team's going to do it at Girl Defined. And instead of having the annual conference, we're all going to be just resting in the Lord this summer. I think it's going to be a beautiful thing.
Yes. Well, I think that's a great gift for any mentor listening, for a younger woman, if they wanted to reach out and gift a personal retreat. I would love one of those, a personal retreat. Or you could do it with a mentor or mentee, do a retreat together. There's so many ways for us to use this tool that y'all are creating. So thank you for providing that. And anyone interested, please go check into that. It will be coming out, you said, June 1st.
Yes. And all the details will be on our website.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So girldefined.com. Well, thank you, Kristen, for being here talking about the Hat of Mentor. And I'm very grateful that you were able to share your wisdom with us today and share a little bit about what God is doing through your ministry.
Thanks so much for having me, Emma. And you are doing a wonderful job just building God's kingdom through encouraging women. So keep up the great work.
Thanks. All right, everyone. Well, thank you for joining us today on Her Many Hats podcast. Next week, we will have Kristen's sister, Bethany, from Girl Defined on the show to hear more about the Hat of Mentor.
Her Many Hats is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. To hear more from Emma, visit her site, emmadanzy.wordpress.com. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a rating and review in your podcast app? It really does help us connect to more listeners like you. This podcast is produced by Kelly Givens and Stephen Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.